Microplastics in the ocean are one of the biggest environmental threats to humans and aquatic ecosystems. A new project run by marine biologist Dr. Jennifer Matthews from the UTS Climate Change Cluster aims to remove microplastics from our marine ecosystems, all the while not harming aquatic life and the environment. Talia Kreft asked Dr. Matthews how big was this threat that microplastics posed in Australia.
Well, microplastic pollution, it spans the world's ocean and is probably one of the biggest environmental issues of our time. Microplastics are essentially these plastic particles that are really small in size and not necessarily visible to the naked eye. And so they can come from a variety of sources, including plastic bottles and bags that degrade into smaller pieces, maybe tiny plastic fibers shed from our clothes. And actually, many cosmetics and toothpastes washed down our drains also contain tiny fragments of microplastics. So as a result of the widespread contamination, these tiny plastics of human society then get ingested by countless marine life, from tiny plankton to larger organisms, including corals, fish, and whales. And so microplastics can therefore actually come full circle back to humans. And they've been widely detected in seafood, including shellfish, sardines, and sprats. And so this is really dangerous for humans as well, because they can associate with chemicals that soak up everything on the surrounding environment, acting as carriers of pollutants or toxins and harmful bacteria. Hence, there's this concern for the physical and chemical toxicity to living in organisms, including humans. And this is, Australia is not exempt from this, unfortunately.
What was a big driving force in taking on this project to rid marine ecosystems of microplastics? And yeah, what does your project aim to achieve?
Well, there's no doubt that the most effective way to reduce microplastic pollution is to use less plastics in everyday life. Recycle the plastics that you do use and prevent plastic pollution from entering our wastewater. But what of the estimated 5.25 trillion plastic particles currently circulating ocean waters? Because of their small size, versatility, and they have a variable chemical and physical property, this makes removing them really a global challenge and very difficult one. But at the same time, it made us wonder whether we could actually use these physical and chemical properties as a key to inventing a method to clean them up out of our oceans. And so there is some research, for example, that shows that microplastics are attracted to hydrophobic pollutants, as well as organic chemicals and trace metals such as mercury and zinc. And so the potential to exploit these attractive forces and extract the microplastics from the ocean has not yet been investigated. But this is what we're aiming to do. This is what we're researching, hopefully to start making headway to get rid of some of the plastics out of marine ecosystems.
What role does citizen science and new technology play with your project?
We definitely want to work with citizen science scientists. So to increase the rate of discovery and the long-term sustainability, we have embraced a kind of collaborative and collective ethos. So we're engaging with existing microplastic researchers, existing plastic pollution extractive initiatives, communities, sectors and industries who work in plastic and water filtration. But we're also working with the citizen science program called OSMAP, which is the Australian Microplastic Assessment Project. They're a wonderful team and they're mapping marine microplastic pollution hotspots around Australia. And they have already this huge database that we can utilise that tell us about microplastic compositions in hotspots around Australia. They also have teams that go out and collect microplastics locally here in Sydney, where I am, but also all around Australia. And our interests are there pretty well aligned and complementary. So they will be essential for the testing phase as well.
What challenges have you experienced through your project, and what have you begun with implementing the project?
Yeah, so there's two huge challenges with deploying something into the ocean that is a way to remove or to change something in the ocean, because you want to make sure that, first of all, you're not harming the environment by actually your conservation activity is not harming the environment. So as much as you might have good intentions, you have to make sure before you deploy anything into the environment that it's completely passive to the environment. And so that's one primary goal for us and a priority for our research.
Dr. Jennifer Matthews from the Climate Change Cluster at UTS speaking there with Talia Kreft.